赛罗亚的儿子，赛罗亚是亚撒利亚的儿子，亚撒利亚是希勒子，希勒加是沙龙的儿子，沙龙是撒督的儿子，撒督是亚希特的儿子，亚希特是亚玛利亚的儿子，亚玛利亚是亚撒利亚的儿子，亚撒利亚是米拉约的儿子，米拉约是西拉希雅的儿子，西拉希雅是乌西的儿子，乌西是布基的儿子，布基是亚比书的儿子，亚比书是菲利哈的儿子，菲利哈是以利亚撒的儿子，以利亚撒是大祭司亚伦的儿子。这以斯拉从巴比伦上来，他是敏捷的文士，通达耶和华以色列神所赐摩西的律法书，王允准他一切所求的，是因耶和华他神的手帮助他。亚达士西王第七年，以色列人、祭司、利未人、歌唱的、守门的、尼提利有上耶路撒冷的。第八节，王第七年五月，以斯拉到了耶路撒冷。正月初一日，他从巴比伦启程，因他神施恩的手帮助他。五月初一日，就到了耶路撒冷。以斯拉定志考究遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。圣经读毕，愿神将佢祝福还你。
现在将以下嘅时间交俾杨牧师为我哋宣道。今日嘅题目系以斯拉话帮助上帝施恩的手。
我哋读呢本圣经啦，又读到嚟系以斯拉记啦，应该读完噶啦，各位兄弟姐妹，以斯拉记，亦都系叫做帮助之书，因为以斯拉呢个名字就系帮助，上帝帮助佢嘅人民，上帝透过佢个仆人以斯拉。帮助他的人民，以斯拉这个名字是帮助。 We have come to the book of Ezra, the book of help, because the name Ezra means help. God helped his people through his servant Ezra. Ezra means help. 各位兄弟姐妹，在我们人生当中，曾几何时，我们真的很需要帮助，我们都很需要一个以斯拉来帮助我们，由神那里差派一个以斯拉来帮我们。曾几何时，我们没有听天父的吩咐，就好像我们没有听爸爸妈妈的吩咐一样，我们的人生可以说搞到一塌糊涂，好像样样东西都有麻烦。我们需要天父帮助我们，我们需要天父差派一个以斯拉来帮助我们，我们需要拯救，就好像我们需要耶稣基督一样。 Brothers and sisters, there are times in our lives we truly really need help. We truly really need an Ezra sent from God to help us. Once upon a time, we did not obey the teaching of God. We messed up our lives. Almost everything was wrong. We need the help from God. We need an Ezra sent from God. We need deliverance, salvation. We need, just like we need Jesus Christ. 所以这一本书《以斯拉记》基本上不是跟那些从来没有犯错的人说的，基本上不是跟那些没有搞祸了自己的人生的人说的。实际上有哪个没有走入歧途呢？这本书是跟那些在人生里面犯过大错，人生搞到一败涂地的人说的。 This book is speaking to those who made mistakes, major mistakes. It is not speaking to those who never messed up their lives. And actually, there's no one who never made mistakes. And this book is speaking to us. We made major mistakes. We messed up before.就好似上帝的人民，犹太人、以色列人，曾几何时他们没有好好听上帝的吩咐，他们的国家、他们的社区搞到一塌糊涂，他们的城市颓垣败瓦。而根据第四章第七至到第十六节所讲，他们在国际上都被公认为一个勃逆之城，不听话的城市，人人都知道是他们的上帝罚他们，搞到他们这样家破人亡的。 Just like the people of God, the Jews, the people of Israel, because they had not obeyed the teaching of God, their community was in a mess, and the citywas in a mess. And according to chapter 4, verses 7 to 16, we know that internationally, they have been known as the city of rebellion. And almost everybody knew that their God punished them. 但我们的上帝，犹太人的上帝是怜悯的。从第一节第三章告诉我们听，上帝特别感动非常有势力的皇帝帮助他们重建他们的城市。上帝这样做是因为他的怜悯心，并不是因为他们好。 But the God of the Jews is merciful. In chapter 1 to 3 told us, God prompted the most powerful king of the time to help them rebuild the city.God did that because of His mercy, not because they were good. 而在第九章第八至到第九节，很清楚记载，在很短的时间里面，暂时主向他们施恩，给他们有少少的舒缓，主向他们显出慈爱，给他们新的心去重建他们的社区，修理他们颓垣败瓦的地方。 Very clearly in chapter 9 verses 8 to 9 it said, God for a very brief moment has been gracious to them, gave them a little relief in bondage, and shown them kindness, and gave them a new lifeto rebuild the community and repair its ruins. 而在第三章十二节，就记载到他们重建他们的社区的时候，有很多人在哭，也都有很多人在欢呼，是很复杂的情绪。就好像我们从前没有听爸爸妈妈的吩咐，搞到自己的人生一塌糊涂，本来成家人是住很漂亮的大屋，但是我们沦落到差不多成为露宿者，无家可归，很可怜。但是因为主的怜悯帮助我们，我们开始重建自己的家园， 成家人就搬入去一个细细的公寓，我们的小孩子就会很开心，但是我们的爸爸妈妈爸爸一定在流眼泪，因为从前和现在有几大差别呢？ In chapter 3 verse 12 reported that many people wept when they saw the community being rebuilt and many people rejoiced, mixed feelings. It was like before we messed up our lives, we lived in a very beautiful houseBut we did not obey the teaching of God. We ended up homeless, miserable. But because of the mercy of God, He helped us rebuild our life. And our family moved into a tiny little apartment. Our children would rejoice, but obviously our parents would weep in comparison with the life before.当我们重建我们的人生，当我们重建我们的社区，当我们重建我们的教堂的时候，我们一定会遇到阻力，一定会遇到困难。就好像第四章记载到，有一些人向最高的权力去控诉这一班重建的人，他们说服那些最高的权力要阻止他们，不要让他们再重建那个社区。他们是勃逆的城市，是上帝惩罚他们的，你不要让他们重建，他们重建了之后又不再听话了，搞麻烦了。但是在第五章很清楚记载，上帝帮助他们，上帝派先知派他的仆人去鼓励他们，不要停手，不要停手，继续重建吧。 When we rebuild our lives, our community, our church, we will come across difficultyoppositions. Just like chapter 4 records, some people brought charges against them. They persuaded the authority to stop them from rebuilding the city. But chapter 5 records that God helped them by sending his servant to encourage them to not give up. Just keep doing it. 如果都没多久，上帝就感动另外一个很有权力的王，竭尽全力帮助他们重建他们的社区。其实重建的地方只不过是第一步，就好像我们这个教堂，如果要重建的屋顶，我们的屋顶漏水颓垣败瓦，我们要重建这个地方只不过是第一步。彻底的复兴一定是包括重建我们的心灵，重建我们的思想，重建我们的态度，重建我们的行为。而上帝就是帮助他们重建他们的心。上帝派一个非常好的教师以斯拉帮他们重建他们的心，就在刚才读的经文第六节第十节讲到，这个是一个非常好的老师，很熟习上帝的说话，教他们怎样去爱神爱人的。 But after a while, God prompted another powerful king to go extra miles to help them rebuild their community. Rebuilding the place is only the first step. Just like our church is trying to fix our broken roof, it is only the first step. A complete restoration must include rebuilding our hearts, our mind, our thought, our behavior.God helped them rebuild their heart, their mind, by sending them a very good teacher, Ezra. As recorded in verses 6 and 10, very good teacher, would teach them the laws of God and how to love God and love people. 其中一样嘢，魔鬼常常锲而不舍嘅去阻止上帝的人民，就是阻止上帝的教师去教他的人民。而在第八章三十一节就记载，当以斯拉一路用四个月的旅程，一月二月三月四月，用四个月的旅程要去那个地方， 去教那些人关于上帝的真理的时候，一路在路上有很多的敌人，有很多的坏分子去埋伏攻击他们。One of the most malicious and relentless attack of the evil was to stop the teachers of God from teaching God's people. Chapter 8, verse 31 records, while Ezra was taking a four-month journey to come and teach this group of people the word of God, there were enemies, bad guys, trying to ambush them along the way.但上帝保护以色列，保护他那班人，因为上帝决定了要用以色列去帮他的人民重建他们的生命。以色列这个名字是帮助，就在刚才我们读的经文第六节说上帝的手帮助他，第九节说上帝的恩手帮助他。教导上帝的人民关于上帝的真理是一个很大的工程，我们需要上帝的帮助，不单止是人的帮助，我们需要上帝的帮助。没错，以斯拉是帮助以色列人，但我们留意经文说是上帝的恩手去帮助以斯拉，是上帝的恩手在以斯拉身上令到他可以帮助以色列人。 But God protected Ezra and his team. Because God decided to help his people through Ezra. The meaning of Ezra is help. And verse 6 says, God's hand was on Ezra. And verse 9 says, God's gracious hand was on Ezra. Teaching God's people the word of God is a huge mission.We need help from God. Yes, Ezra helped them, but notice the scripture says, the gracious hand of God was on Ezra. 没错，以斯拉是一个很伟大的教师，而他又是一个很重要的人物，亚伦的后裔。如果数回后十五代就知道他是亚伦的后裔。有时我们想这么伟大的人一定出到很伟大的子孙，你是错了，你再细心检查一下，很多伟大的人不一定出到伟大的子孙。亚伦的名字是高山，他的名字是高山，好像很重要很伟大，但是我们要掌握一个真理，圣经里面最基本的真理就是上帝的手，上帝的恩手在一切真正能够帮助人的人的背后。 Yes, Ezra was a great teacher and he was the descendant of a very important man, Aaron, counting back 15 generations. Aaron was a high mountainvery important person. His name means high mountain. But let us grasp the most fundamental truth in the Bible. God's hand is on the teacher who can really teach us the word of God. It's not man, it is the work of God. 你记得诗篇121篇一至二节点讲吗？他说我要向山举目啊，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从创造天地的耶和华而来。无论人几伟大，伟大到好像一个高山，但是圣经说我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从创造天地的耶和华而来。所有能够帮助我们的人其实是上帝的恩手在他背后去帮助你的，荣耀归于上帝。 Psalm 121 verses 1-2 It says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Yes, there are very important people like high mountains standing there helping us, encouraging us. We thank you. But let us understand, for all those who can really truly help you, it is the gracious hand of the Lord behind them. And the Lord is using that person to help you. Definitely, no mistake. Lift up your eye to the high mountain. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. 因为上帝的恩手在以斯拉身上，而在第十章就记载到，我们真的看到这班人真正的悔改，真正的改变，他们的心改变，他们的态度改变，他们的行为改变。第十章记载到他们祈祷，他们流眼泪，他们认他们的罪，他们俯伏在上帝面前。就是那时是落着大雨，倾盆大雨，滂沱大雨，他们整个人震晒，打晒冷震，但他们都不走，要逐一逐一的罪承认，要改变过来，要悔改，等到他们清洁他们的生命，然后他们才离开。这个是圣灵的工作。 Because God's gracious hand was on Ezra, so in chapter 10, receive real repentance, real changes. Real changes in their heart, in their attitude, in their behavior. They pray, they were in tears, they confessed their sins, they bowed before God. Even heavy rain was pouring at that time, and they were shivering. But they did not stop, they did not go away until they cleaned up their lives. The work of the Holy Spirit.根据马太福音23章10节，耶稣说，其实你们只有一个师尊，其实你们只有一个伟大的老师，你们大家都是兄弟姊妹，你们只有一个伟大的老师，就是耶稣基督，上帝的儿子，我们的救主。 And according to Matthew chapter 23 verse 10, Jesus said, actually there is only one great teacherThere is only one great master, our Lord Savior, Jesus. We are all brothers and sisters. The night before Jesus died on the cross, he gathered together with his disciples and students in a room for a supper. And we are now going to participate in the Lord's Supper by faith. 在耶稣基督被钉十字架前那晚，他就跟他的学生，他的门徒在一个房里面聚集，吃最后一个的晚餐。而我们现在就是用信心去参与主餐，主耶稣基督最后一个晚餐，一个很重要的圣餐。The bread,And the cup here are teaching props. The Holy Communion was there under the white linen. I'm going to explain the gospel through the Lord's Supper. And after teaching, when I stand behind the table, I will give thanks and administer the communion. 我这里用一个面包，用一个杯，是去示范教导当时是耶稣基督和门徒聚集的时候圣餐的环境。而当我站在台后面，在白布下面，真正我们一阵纪念的圣餐，当我站在台后面的时候，我就会为圣餐祝谢，然后分饼分杯。而根据哥林多前书第十章十六十七节，我们只是有一个饼一个面包，只是得一个而已。我们只是有一个杯一个饼，所以我们只是得一个救主，一个耶稣。 所以当我们用信心去擘饼吃饼饮主的杯的时候，我们都是分享着同一个救主，有主的身体在我们里面，有主的血在我们里面，我们大家就是弟兄姊妹，同我们亲生的弟兄姊妹一样，同出一辙，我们理当合而为一，彼此相爱。According to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, there is only one loaf of bread, the body of Jesus, and only one cup, the blood of Jesus. Meaning there is only one Master, one Savior, one Jesus. And if we truly in our spirit take the Lord's Supper, we are truly in our spirit brothers and sisters, siblings.We should love one another like you love your siblings. 而圣餐的意义是记载在哥林多前书十一章、马太福音26章、马可福音14章、路加福音22章、约翰福音13章、以赛亚书53章、耶利米书31章、以西结书11章、36章、出埃及记十二章。 The meaning of the Holy Communion is based on the scripture in the New Testament and the Old Testament. 在耶稣基督被卖，在耶稣基督被钉十字架前那晚，他的学生仍然不知道什么叫相亲相爱，他学生仍然是大家讲说话伤害大家，圣经咁样记载，成日喺度嗌交。兄弟姊妹，我哋都系罪人，我哋大家得罪大家。而怀住沉重嘅心情，耶稣基督教训佢班学生喺嗰一晚，要彼此相爱，彼此服侍。然后耶稣会忧愁嘅话俾佢听：，你哋其中一个会出卖我。他会带人来，他们会惩罚我，他们会杀死我。 On the night before Jesus was crucified, the student was still hurting one another and arguing with each other. We were all sinners sinning against one another. With a heavy heart, Jesus taught them to love one another. And Jesus told them that one of them would betray him, and people would come and punish him and put him to death.Then Jesus took the bread, gave thanks to God, then broke the bread and said to them, This is my body, broken for you. Take and eat. 然后这样耶稣基督就拿起饼，他祝谢了之后就将一个饼擘开。他说这个是我的身体，为你们擘开，为你们受苦，你们拿去吃吧。各位兄弟姊妹，我们用信心，我们能够跟耶稣基督合而为一，因为这个是他的身体，你拿去吃吧。所以当他受苦的时候，他是忍受着我们的刑罚。 By faith we can be one with Jesus because it is his body. And when he was punishedHe suffered our punishment. 然后耶稣基督拿起个杯，说这个杯就是我的血，你拿去喝吧，令到你的罪恶得赦，得清洁，而你们会有新的心，新的灵，可以遵行上帝的吩咐，爱神爱人的了。 And then Jesus took the cup and said, This is my blood, take and drink.Your sins will be cleansed and forgiven, and you will be given a new heart and a new spirit, and you will be able to love God and love one another.